While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. They say that we do not see light, but it is that by light we see everything. In other words, that light in itself is not, if you would, seeable, but that everything else only becomes visible because of the light. This is what we see in today's second reading and into today's gospel. This incredibly powerful dialogue between the man born blind, Jesus, his disciples, the Pharisees, and even the man's parents are called to testify. The whole thing is about what is it that we see. The man being born blind could not see because he had no light enabled to come into his eyes. But the light of the world, Jesus, opened his eyes and then he was able to see. Of course, the beautiful thing about John's gospel is there's this sense of irony and metaphor and constant double meanings that layer below. It's the obvious, the man was born blind and yet he is able to see Christ for who he is. The Pharisees and the Jews are born seeing and can see, but they cannot see Christ and therefore they remain blind to what Christ. The irony is not meant to be lost on us, but meant to deepen our reading of it. But that's all great and fine. But what does it mean for us today? Well, this blind man was able to see Jesus before he had human sight. He recognizes the Christ and then comes to the fullness of faith because by the light of Christ, by believing in Christ, his eyes are opened to all of faith. In our time now, we who are locked in our homes, limited ability to get out, what is it that we see in this time of coronavirus? The news that we get seems to be so scary at every moment. And where do we see Christ in the midst of this? If we believe Christ is the light of our world, then it is through Christ we're meant to see Christ in all other things. I mean, that's the cornerstone of our faith, that Christ is the light of the world. And if we have faith in Jesus Christ, then we will see Christ in all other people. And of course, Jesus, time and time again, speaks to this universal Christ that he is, but that everything that he is in everyone else who comes to believe. And that's what we believe today, that we are this body of Christ. We believe in one another. John's gospel is sometimes really hard to pull apart. But fundamentally, we're meant to see Christ in one another. In our children at home now, and maybe in our parents as we're the children, or even our elderly parents. But also in the neighbor who's struggling, who lives alone now, is completely isolated. We are called to see Christ in them. Or the homeless person who has no home to go to, is on the streets in this very vulnerable time. We are called to see Christ in them. You know, our religion is meant to draw us in together. That's why in this empty church is so hard, is because when we come to church on Sunday, we reconnect with one another. And that's the whole purpose of coming, is to reconnect with one another and to reconnect with Christ. I mean, if you look at that word religion, the root word is religio, is re-ligio. Ligio comes from the same root word as ligament, which so means to reconnect. And that's what we're called to do. The best religion reconnects us to God and then reconnects us to one another. And if it fails to do that, then it's failing to be, in a sense, good religion. Now, we Christians believe in Jesus Christ, and that is the one who connects us to one another. And that we, at this Eucharist, say that we become the body of Christ that we receive. And that's what we are called to be, is to be this connection with one another. So what does that look like for us, and why is it so important? Well, first of all, it's super important because we are called to not only see Christ in one another, but we're also called to be Christ to one another. Now, that's not just our community, not just our Catholic community. It's the entire world we're called to connect to. That's what world religion does. is that we recognize that in Christ that we are all one. And that is by his light, the light of the world, that while he is in it, and now that he is no longer in it, then you and I are the light of the world. You and I come to reconnect with one another and see all of us as one race. Look, there's this one thing that's really clear about this coronavirus, is that it makes no distinction between black or white, yellow or brown people, no matter what nation we are from, no matter what creed we are from, no matter where, what party we belong to politically, this is affecting everyone equally. There is no exceptions. Now, on the positive side, we are called to do the same with our religion, to be united in one Jesus Christ, and to be Christ to others, as well as to be the living Christ ourselves. Richard Rohr once said, and I think it's a beautiful phrase, is the world today don't trust Christians who love Jesus and don't love anybody else. You see, if we love Jesus, the Christ, then we are going to see in every single one of us, every single one of them, is Christ. That's the credible message of Christ. And what we hear from this man born blind who comes to see it. And he says, yes, I believe in you, the Son of Man. You are the one who unites us. You are the Christ, the Messiah. If we believe this, my friends, then we can look again at our children, our spouse, our parents differently. We can look at our neighbors differently. We can look at our enemies differently. And we can see one Christ, one in the Lord. That is who we are. We are the light of the world. May every word and every action reflect that belief that we see the Christ in all.